Oh man, what a beautiful Thursday afternoon. And we are heading into a beautiful weekend. Come on, just crank that up just a minute. Just crank it up. Yeah. It is a beautiful Thursday afternoon. It's going to be a great weekend. It's going to be so nice for tailgating. There may be casualties. High in the low 70s and sunshine. Yeah. And then since it's a later kickoff, when we walk out, it's going to be dark, but it's still going to just feel so great if the Saints win that game. I think they're going to win, but you know, you never know because it is the NFL. I'm Scoot. Really glad you're with us this afternoon. It was on this day in 2000 that a guy named Michael Abram was acquitted for stabbing George Harrison at his home. Went into his home and stabbed George Harrison. Didn't kill him, but stabbed him. And on this day, it's the day that he was acquitted of stabbing him. And he was acquitted by reason of insanity. And one of the jurors said later that they thought he was insane because it should have been Ringo. If you would like to join us with a comment, our number is 260-1870 and our text is 870-870. If you're on hold, stay with us. I will get to your calls. If you're just tuning in, we've been talking about President Trump doing something positive yesterday, signing a bipartisan bill to reform federal sentencing guidelines. I had this conversation recently with Congressman Steve Scalise, and he admitted that Congress doesn't do a good enough job promoting the positive bipartisan things that they do. And I just talked about how part of that is the fault of the audience, because the audience is not as interested in that as they are in conflict. So part of this is our fault. But the media is not to blame, because while President Trump was doing this bipartisan thing, which is a really good thing in changing the sentencing for nonviolent offenders, for the judges having more discretion and to enhance rehabilitation of prisoners being released. Look, you know, you and I benefit if prisoners are rehabilitated. Obviously, some can't be. But if some can be, if they get out of prison and they come back into our lives, our society, and they're walking around with us, they're driving with us on the roads, it would be a lot better if they were rehabilitated. So this has been a strong bipartisan thing that doesn't get attention. But it didn't get much attention because President Trump was just talking about fantasy stuff, nonsense. The Republicans didn't win because of potentially illegal votes. People were getting in line. He said this as if it's fact and supported by fact, and it's not. This is not anti-Trump. This is pro-truth. People getting in line and then going around in a circle, going back to their car and changing their hat or their shirt and voting again. No evidence of that. None. The president knows it. But he just can't stand the idea that he lost. Lost the House. They won the Senate. Well, they maintain control of the Senate. They lost the House. And it just, it seems like the president is, if the president is innocent, why is he so afraid? Because his body language and his actions seem to indicate that he's very, very afraid of what's going to happen with the Mueller investigation. And the House is going to have more say in that. Look, I'm a maverick moderate. This ain't anti-Trump. This is pro-truth. This is pro-right. Right versus wrong, not right versus left. But to go back to something that we've often talked about on this show, it is the audience that really determines what's in the media. And we like a good fight more than we like to see people get along. I mean, there are not as many movies about people getting along as there are about people fighting. Oh, man, did you see that movie the other day? Oh, it's so great. I mean, these two countries came together and they made peace. No, it was about, but the movie that was about war, hell, you know, that got a lot of attention. So, you know, there was this big controversy about President Trump not laying a wreath on the tomb of the unknown soldier in France. Political pundit Stephen Colbert, on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, made this comment.
The president caught a lot of flack for bailing on the wreath-laying ceremony in France on Saturday. And Trump told aides he thought he looked terrible and blamed his chief of staff's office for not counseling him that skipping the cemetery visit would be a public relations nightmare.
Like, why didn't you tell me that not honoring fallen soldiers on Veterans Day would make me look bad?
All right, last night the Country Music Awards were handed out, and politics were not a big part of the show, unlike last year. And last year, there were some jokes about Trump that shocked a lot of country music fans because some think that everybody in country music is conservative, and that's not true. But maybe award shows should start to get the message that people are tired of politics and entertainment being mixed. I mean, I kind of like the comedy of it all. I mean, I enjoy it. I don't care what the joke is about. I celebrate comedy. But I don't think other award shows are going to follow this trend. But also, we want to feature some of the winners. And here's Carrie Underwood receiving the award last night at the CMAs for Female Vocalist of the Year.
Thank you, God. I have been blessed with so much in my life. Still every day trying to figure out, well, I haven't done anything to deserve it. But thank you, God, thank you, family. Thank you, country music. Thank you, country music family.
And is country music changing? Is there somewhat of a backlash in country music with people like Chris Stapleton who are sounding a little more like traditional country? Is that starting to happen? Because country's been very, very pop sounding. And many of the country performers look just like punk rock performers. Tattoos, product in their hair, all kinds of crazy hairstyles. I mean, I personally love it, and I love a lot of country music, but I wonder if there are country fans that are still upset that it's gotten so pop-oriented. Also, let's talk about the thousands that have already signed a petition demanding that Maroon 5 withdraw from performing at halftime at the upcoming Super Bowl. Why is there this petition demanding that Maroon 5 pull out? We'll tell you about that when we come back. If you've got a comment, our number's 260-1870. Text number 870-870. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. It's Keith Urban's current hit, Never Coming Down. Keith Urban won Entertainer of the Year last night at the Country Music Awards, which were pretty void of politics, and I know a lot of people were happy with that. Keith Urban, like everybody else, had some people to thank for his success.
Baby girl, I love you so much. Thank you. I'm shocked beyond shocked. Our girls at home, Fief and Munchkin, I love you. Thank you for supporting Daddy and loving me through all of what I do. Same with you, baby girl. You make it all worthwhile.
All right, thanked his wife and kids, and appropriately so, Keith Urban. So we're talking about country music, but we're also talking about this petition that has started to demand that Maroon 5 withdraw from performing at halftime during the Super Bowl. So why is there this demand for them to withdraw? It is to show solidarity with former NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick. So the petition is essentially saying, Maroon 5, we love you, but we want you to withdraw because the NFL and NFL fans do not support Colin Kaepernick. Therefore, you should withdraw. Here's our Blue Runner Foods poll question. Do you think Maroon 5 should withdraw from performing at the halftime at the Super Bowl? 75% say no. 25% say yes. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. And from St. Rose, Ivory, welcome to our show.
Hey, Scoot, how you doing, man?
I'm good.
Man, I'm listening to you every day, and I see my grandson ever since 2001, and you told me that you was going to bring him a blanket yesterday. I was thinking to ask you what his name was.
Oh, the homeless person.
Yes, sir.
I don't know his name. In fact, I got to give you an update on that. You haven't seen your grandson since 2001?
Yeah, since I lost my wife. The last time I saw him for the funeral, and I've been going up down there in New Orleans, I've been trying to see if his name is Henry Bonney.
So you're physically going around looking for your grandson. Why do you think he knows how to contact you?
Well, he was blind the last time that I knew it. He was blind.
He was blind?
Yes, sir.
No, this person is not blind. Ivory, I wish I could help you, man. And Godspeed in finding your grandson. I hope you find him.
Well, but I appreciate talking to you about schools. His name is Henry Bond. If you see him, okay, tell him I say call his grandpa. Call his grandpa.
I will do that, Ivory.
Okay, thank you.
All right, I appreciate the call. I meant to update this at the beginning of the show, but I got all distracted with my passion. Sometimes that happens. I mentioned yesterday that, you know, it's going to be really cold last night. It's going to be cold again tonight. And there's this homeless guy that is, every night he's in this enclave against the building facade behind my apartment building. And I see him there, and I walked by him the other night coming from the grocery store, and it was cold, and I felt guilty that I was, you know, thinking about getting into my warm apartment. And I thought back on that guy, and I thought maybe I should have offered him a blanket. So I said on the air yesterday that I was going to go ask the guy if I could get him a blanket. And I did. Last night, I approached the guy. And this guy, I've never, ever seen him ask anybody for money. He talks to himself, sometimes very loudly. I think there's something wrong. But he never bothers anybody. And I went up to him and I said, excuse me, can I get you a blanket? And he turned away to me and said, I don't need anything. I don't want anything. And I said, can I get you something hot to eat? No, I don't want anything. And he was so definite about that that I thought that, okay, I have to move on. But I felt badly because this is the guy that may not be totally mentally stable. Not in a psychotic way where he's going to do something bad necessarily, but just that he is so entrenched in his own world. I'm not a psychiatrist, so I don't know how to define it, but he's so entrenched in his own world that it seems like he just doesn't want contact with anybody. He doesn't want, it's almost like he doesn't want any help. In a way, I respect that. But in a way, it's tough because I know there are things that I could have done to help that guy. So I just wanted to give you an update on that. All right, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. From Slidell, Willie, welcome to our show.
Oh, thank you. Look, I listen to your show pretty good. I disagree with a lot of stuff with you, but hey, that's it. But let me explain something. Voter fraud is there.
Of course there's voter fraud, but it's
okay.
Yeah, but it's so,
you know how
it,
I know,
yeah,
those dudes.
All right,
and I know this personally. My mother and father was dead for 4 years, 5 years, and people were voting in their names. The people were so dumb they couldn't even spell my daddy's name right, you know, his first name right. So they were still letting them vote. In my mom and daddy's, because they were still on a voter's record. Their name was on a voter's record for a total of 6 years. It took me a year to get their name taken off. Because I brought their death certificates to show when they died.
Yeah. That does happen, Willie.
Yeah, I know it does. See, it's great. I'm not going against any party, because it doesn't matter. I'm not saying what party my mom and daddy was, but there was voter fraud.
Well, there is voter fraud, but there's not voter fraud to the point of changing elections.
I really do.
No,
I really,
well, there's
do
not.
Think there's a lot. Not. I think they got a lot more than what we suspect.
Well, there are Republicans that are in charge of voting in states. And
sure.
I don't see how they would allow that to happen to the point where elections are changed. I mean, I have not read any report that indicates that voter fraud is even, I mean, it's so minuscule that it's not a factor, but it doesn't mean it doesn't happen. But Trump was making up this fantasy about people getting in line and going and change their hat and their shirts to go vote again. I mean, that's absurd.
Okay. Go ahead. Okay, I'm sorry.
No, it's absurd.
Okay, let me explain this to you, Don.
Be quick. I got to get to news.
Okay, this happened to me. I voted early last election.
Yeah.
They had a gentleman at their voting He voted in Pearl River, Mississippi.
All right, look, Willie, I'm going to ask you to hang on. I'll try to finish that story when we come back. I've got to get to news, but I want to hear the rest of this story. There is voter fraud, but it's too small to indicate that elections have been changed. We'll be back. The country music video of the year went to the video for this song, Marry Me, by Thomas Rhett. Saw him recently, and Thomas Rhett is awesome. One of my favorite new country performers. I'm Scoot in the afternoon. I'm glad you're with us. I've gotten a couple of texts suggesting that I just go buy that homeless guy a blanket and just leave it. And I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that tonight. I'm going to just... he seems so aloof and secluded, physically and emotionally, that I don't want to hand it to him. I'm going to just kind of drop it right next to the enclave where he is. And I'll go back and I'll watch. He won't know it, but I'll watch for a few minutes to see if he accepts it. And I'll let you know what happens tomorrow afternoon. You know, we talked about this yesterday. Some of you don't ever see homeless people like this because you don't live downtown, you don't work downtown. But some of the homeless people, I feel like I know because I see them every day. And I may not know their names, but they're part of my daily life. And not all of them are scam artists. Some of them are there because something went wrong. And something's wrong with their mental health. They didn't choose for something to be wrong, but something is wrong. So it's really not fair to judge all homeless people. I've really stayed away from giving money, which I used to do much more often. But I'm going to buy that guy a blanket. Here's a text that says, Scoot, look at Florida right now. There is voter fraud being perpetrated there. Also, Democrats are trying to overturn elections in Georgia. That happens. There is voter fraud. Voters are human. But much of the voter fraud is not malicious. And the voter fraud is so minuscule. And even Republican secretaries of state will tell you this. It's so minuscule that it does not change elections. And President Trump cannot seem to accept this idea that he lost the House. And some of the candidates that he linked his name to and rallied for, they lost. And somewhere in the president's brain is this inability to accept the idea of loss. You don't have to like losing. But as I said earlier, even somebody like Drew Brees, who is a dedicated winner, a guy like that even recognizes when you lose, because that's how you learn to win again. If you never recognize loss, if you make excuses thinking that you won all the time, even when you didn't win, how does that benefit you? We learn more from our losses than from our victories. And yet, there seems to be this just inability to accept the concept of loss. From Slidell, Robert, you're on WWL.
Scoot, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a couple of things I want to say about...
Let me mention that the guy that I asked to hold on, he hung up during the break, so we couldn't continue our conversation. But, you know, yes, there is voter fraud because humans are involved in voting. Robert, go ahead.
Yeah, two things I want to say about Trump and the media. The first thing is Trump got elected by not being a politician. He wasn't politically correct, and there were a bunch of people that were just interested in the fact that he was correct and not political, and they're the ones that elected him. The second thing is that Trump is a master of the media. The left and the mainstream media wouldn't have anything to talk about if it weren't for Trump, and I think he works them over, and at the end of the day, he got more free media and more free campaign funds from the left media than he ever got from his own base.
I don't know whether one outweighed the other, but he got a lot of publicity from the left-wing media. I mean, there's no doubt about that. But Robert, to suggest that we have nothing to talk about if Trump's not president, what do you think I've been doing for all these years of my life? I've had plenty to talk about every day. If I don't talk about Trump, I've got plenty to talk about. So it's not that I crave talking about Trump. It's just that some of this stuff is just so, in the context of our world, some of the stuff is just so blatantly outrageous that if you're a responsible American, if you're a responsible person in the media, you cannot help but address it. All right, so what do you think about Maroon 5? There's a petition going around demanding that Maroon 5 withdraw from halftime at the upcoming Super Bowl because the NFL has shut out Colin Kaepernick. If you want to join us with a comment, our number is 260-1870. Text is 870-870. Here's a text that says, what if I don't like Maroon 5? Is that legal? Am I a bad person if I prefer to see the Foo Fighters? Well, no. But are you for Maroon 5 pulling out because of the NFL presumably shutting out Colin Kaepernick? We'll be right back on WWL. Hey, this is Luke Combs, and last night, Luke won Best New Artist of the Year at the CMAs. I'm Scoot. Glad you're with us this afternoon. Earlier today, it was reported that 17 Democrats are voting no for Nancy Pelosi to be Speaker of the House, and she's getting a lot of support from Republicans, which is really smart on the part of Republicans because I think she would be a disaster as Speaker of the House. I mean, it's time to move on. And she's just she's too much of a divider. So it's time for her to just go to the sidelines. So Republicans want to support her. I mean, the best thing for Trump and the Republicans is for Nancy Pelosi to become Speaker of the House. Noel, you're on WWL.
Hi, Scoot. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Hey, I heard you talk about two things while I was on hold. I heard you talk about, first of all, Keith Urban won Entertainer of the Year.
Uh-huh.
And I just wanted to say, I had heard Newell say this last week. I attended the Keith Urban concert, as Newell did, and he went reluctantly because of his wife wanted to go. When I tell you that Keith Urban deserved Entertainer of the Year for more than just his music ability, he was the most humble entertainer I have ever, and I've attended many concerts. He brought audience members up based on their posters they had made. He had his binoculars out so he could see the further people with their posters.
That's really cool.
He gave a young girl, I'd say teenager, maybe 14 or 15, the signed guitar. He actually signed it on stage that he was using. And the entire time, he thanked us for coming from however far, spending however much money we had spent. Unbelievable.
Isn't that great to hear when you experience so many arrogant celebrities? That's so great to hear. I wish I could have gone. I make a lot of concerts. I couldn't make that one, but I wish I would have gone.
The other thing I want to talk about is you were talking about the homeless guy.
Yeah.
I've had opportunity in my years to go feed the homeless at mission shelters. We've used churches in the French Quarter that have let us use their kitchen around Thanksgiving and serve meals. And my husband and I, there were some young, I would call them younger 20 kids that were outside on the sidewalk with animals that didn't come in, and they were homeless. And we started a conversation. My husband really had kind of started a conversation with them. And they actually were what I would call more of the, they kind of just were going around the country. That was their choice. One of them, really, we had deep conversation with about how he just wanted to experience the world. He had a great family up in the north part of the country. That was his choice. Really polite and great kids. We were able to spend a little bit of time with them. And that was about 5 years ago. And if you remember, there was a group of young homeless kids that had banded together and gotten into an abandoned building. And it actually burned because they were trying to keep warm. It turned out when we got to see the pictures on the news, it was a group of kids we had spoken to.
Really?
So they're not all, like you said, they don't all choose to be that way. Some do choose to be that way.
No,
they don't want to.
Some do, yeah. You're right.
Yeah. And then they also, when we fed outside the mission over there by the bus station, some of them, like you said, we had socks and blankets and stuff And we just kind of had to do what you said, just kind of leave it.
Yeah.
And not really bother them too much. So
I'm gonna
do that. I know they appreciate it. I just don't know they know how to interact properly. Some of them.
Well, and especially this person seemed to be just extremely introverted to the point where I think he's dealing with a disorder. And you know, I grew up with obsessive compulsive disorder, and it's pretty much under control now. But you know, I can see disorder in somebody else, and I think that this may be what he's dealing with. Noel, I have to move on. I really appreciate the call. Here's a text that says, as a social worker, I often work with the homeless. The person you have seen is probably mentally ill and is not getting medication that he desperately needs. I would leave him a blanket without talking to him or acknowledging him in any way. I'm going to do that tonight. I'm going to leave some water and maybe some kind of a flavored drink and some food. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that tonight, and I'll talk about this tomorrow afternoon. Hey, this was a big winner last night. This is Chris Stapleton. He won Male Vocalist of the Year and Single of the Year for this song, "Broken Halos." I'm Scoot. We're coming back on WWL. Should Maroon 5 withdraw from playing at halftime at the next Super Bowl next year because the NFL has essentially mistreated Colin Kaepernick? That's what a petition is circulating about. Hey, you know, if you want to join me when I'm not on the air, go to my Facebook page, SOTA, Scoot on the Air. That's also my Instagram account. And I'm on Twitter at ScootWWL. Haven't been as active on those as I should be, so I'm going to start to ramp that up. And what I'll do is I'm getting more text about what I might do with this homeless guy. And people are talking about paranoid schizophrenia, different mental disorders. I think there's something going on there because he seems to live in his own world. And again, I pass him almost every day. And you know, I've worried about the guy, but when it was really cold, I thought, you know, I'd like to bring him a blanket. And I have to also challenge myself: am I doing this to make me feel better, or am I really doing it for him? And I'm really doing it for him. It does make me feel better if he takes it, but I'm not doing it for me. I'm doing it for him. So I'm going to drop off a blanket where he is, and I'll see how he reacts. I may go live on Facebook. I'm not going to show him because that would not be fair. I'm not going to take advantage of it. Show him, okay, here's the guy. Okay, see him? See him? He's over there in the corner. There he is in that enclave. I'm not going to do that. But if I may go on Facebook Live later after I drop it off and just do a brief commentary to see if the guy does accept it. And I'll talk to you about it tomorrow afternoon. A sports talk with Christian Garrick live from Hooters in Metairie coming up next. And the voice of the Saints, Zach Streif, will be there as well. So a lot to happen. Also, a replay of QB to QB with Drew Brees. And that's all coming up at Sports Talk next. You know, we did not even get to talk about Michael Avenatti, the attorney for Stormy Daniels. He's been arrested for domestic violence. He says it's not true. But it's interesting how people, in this case, the people who thought that everybody should be fair to Brett Kavanaugh are going to assume that he's guilty because they disagree with his politics. So it's interesting how we let our politics decide who's innocent and who's guilty before any kind of conviction. The video is on our Facebook page. I'll also post it on the SOTA, Scoot on the Air Facebook page. Go at it, man. It's going to be an interesting, passionate debate about that tonight. And the op-ed blog that I wrote is on our website, WWL.com. I want to thank Diane Newman, our program director, show producer Todd Manassas, and our studio producer Ian Hoken. Thank you for being part of our show. Tomorrow afternoon, we'll talk about the Saints and the beautiful weekend. And tomorrow is Free for All Friday. Love you, New Orleans.